Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Shall we play a game?
Oh gosh, darling.
I mean, the pre-game audio has got more fun since I started not broadcasting it, but it also gets not broadcast. I think these are related things.
Oh, do you know? Yeah. Of which I am eternally grateful, Roger. So thank you. Because I talk bollocks anyway. But I mean, I talk some really bad stuff at the beginning and at the end.
It's valuable bollocksing time.
Means we only have to be not racist for 2 hours.
If you could just make a note of the time there on that one as well, Robbie.
yeah, go on then. Roger's even sent me an updated Felix. So,
I've been using the wrong Dr. Radish,
and he's gone wrong.
I seem to have 2 Horace Radishes. Ironically, given what happened last time.
Yeah, that's...
Only one at a time.
The one that I sent Roger had almost no sciences on it, but this one... I think I may have...
So that was the accurate one.
An upgrade somewhere along the way. But this one has xenology, cybernetics, astronomy, robotics, genetics, and is training in vac suits, which Roger told me last time, and I have no memory of.
Ooh.
I think that must mean that I got that vac suit, and I'm now training for something else.
You would have
else.
Had at least vac suit 0 at the outset of the expedition, because it was one of the things that they checked for and gave you the basic training course on.
I have got vac suit 0. Yeah. I'll leave it. I think I might have missed an upgrade in between.
Yeah, my training character. Section's blank, actually. I don't know what I'm supposed to be training for.
It looks like this radish ran out of sciences and started training at something else.
Mine is, I'm training melee blade, next point is MET-616.
Yeah, well, somebody put up a YouTube...
John is survival.
Oh, right, thanks. I'll go for that. Somebody put up a YouTube video about Bartitsu, I noticed. It's very annoying because he's one of these people who sort of micro-edits... He's doing just face to camera, but he keeps just slightly clipping in and out where you can tell he's gone, or whatever. And he has music all the time in the background. But it was actually an interesting short view because this guy is a martial artist and he was looking at it from the point of view of what was it? Was it actually any good? And it turns out that it's actually better now than it's ever been because it's been reconstructed and it's had time to be developed and there've been more martial arts exposed and developed and so on.
And it's not just originally, off of judo with an umbrella.
Well, it was basically, you know, Barton Wright's jiu-jitsu, effectively. Yeah. That's where the name comes from. And what I didn't realise, I knew that he had a couple of jiu-jitsu masters, but he also had a French savate expert. And I think he said, was it a Swiss guy who was an expert with fighting with a cane? He did have, you know, quite a lot of people working for him. It must have been quite expensive, which may be why the entire thing only ran for 18 months. Mm-hmm. Which, as this guy says, this is probably why we don't think it's any good, because you can't create a martial art in 18 months. Just not possible.
Unless you're Bruce Lee and you already know 7 of them.
Yes. I mean, Bruce Lee's one is, yeah, but Bruce Lee just basically just turned around and said, right, So I do all this pretty stuff. This is what you want to use on the street.
Well, that's actually the whole thing with Bartitsu.
Yes.
And they've also found out why it's called Baritsu in Sherlock Holmes. They've tracked down the newspaper article with the same spelling error and think that he got it out of that.
So somebody has, I think it's the what's the one with the Mormons as the grand villains?
Sign of Fraud?
Earth.
Yeah, probably.
Just think of some contemporary America.
Yes.
But anyway, the first one, the one with Rash on in Blood on the Wall. Apparently, somebody has tracked down the specific, completely incorrect article about the Mormons that he clearly used as his research because it was published at the right time in a magazine he was known to read, and it is the only article he used as his research.
That sounds about right.
Well, fabulous. This was pre-Wikipedia. It's hard to.
Well,
I mean, to instantly know everything. I mean, plus, he knew none of his readers would be able to get it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's like, what's his face? He's just turned 100. Brain's gone. Mary
Dick
Poppins.
Dick Van Dyke.
It was literally just one bloke, and it was just a couple of phrases that he had, and he just built his whole accent around these couple
whatever
of phrases.
Whatever that accent is.
Yeah, and he only had 18 months to do it, and everybody knows that's not long enough to create an accent.
But anyway, let's try that again, shall we? You're in the play of these.
I was right up in the play.
I think you've gone through the event. You went through the event field and we pulled you back out again.
I convinced Felix. I went through and came back out again. And then, after Jethro was sitting out, I convinced Felix to come through with me in a little, like a tandem, a space tandem. So we merrily cycled our way into the event horizon again. And all manner of weird shit happened. Including, it was all kind of very 2001, and then a man ran through the door into the cockpit, whose name I forget, and we had never heard of the man before, mm-hmm. and didn't recognise him. He seemed to feel like we should. He said his name, and then he was instantly pulled off by some tentacles.
There's a lot of it about.
What a way to go.
Just for reference, he was wearing clearly some sort of flight suit, but not one that you were familiar with.
What was his name, Roger, for reference?
That's a very good question. Give me one moment.
For some reason, I was picturing him being played by Barry Morse. But I don't think that's how it was described at all.
No, you did actually specify. You did when I sent you the picture that later. You
oh well, there we go.
Who he was?
Yes, I remember that being a thing. Not like Barrymore, like Michael Barrymore.
Hang on a sec.
A bit more like the Morse that you were doing earlier.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. That one wasn't
that,
yeah. So
that's a lot of features of Barry Morse.
Because you did indeed recognise Michael Sheard as Dr. Darwin King. Thank you.
Dr. King,
of course. King. Should have remembered it was Dr. King.
We just got told about the ultra probe.
Yeah that opens up questions as to whether he was real or if we're looking at somebody from an alternative sort of reality or if it's
no
time difference.
Of any of this. We did share these hallucinations.
You've got pretty comprehensive databases on Bayern anyway, and especially about the history of spaceflight. Because look at who was loading the databases. And you know, there is no Ultra Probe, there is no Dr. Darwin King on any space mission that has ever been recorded, and so on.
And we're the, as far as we know, we're the first humans here ever.
Yeah. The only potential exception is that record keeping gets a bit spotty towards the final war.
the final war, basically
the 80s, early 90s.
Oh yeah.
So if there had been a space mission, then it's possible that records of it might not have survived, but...
So not 2026.
Let's not remind ourselves.
For example...
Let's not remind ourselves of the current day.
By 2026, I think the first Ratburger franchise had opened.
We're doing better than that reality, I suppose, at least.
Oh, I don't know. Rarely. Rat on a stick?
Well, this is one of the things, you know, that during the bad years, he didn't really have an option about it, so it graduated from survival food to peasant food to fast food franchise.
Yeah, before you know it, people are specifically breeding plump, delicious rats and feeding them on choice grain, you know.
Also cockroach burger.
The other thing that happened is that I disappeared from the cockpit.
Yep, for 5 days.
And weren't you found doing something sordid in a broom closet?
No, I was found behind some ducting or something on the biurn.
In a warm, cramped space surrounded by electronics. And someone opened a hatch and one of the security crew saw him.
Fully clothed?
Why?
Still in his pressure suit.
Just seems like the sort of thing you'd do, you know. Be found inexplicably naked in a place he couldn't have got to.
You wouldn't believe it. All my clothes were dead.
apparently not fused with the spacecraft, which is a relief because I've seen the Cloverfield Paradox.
But I had very little memory of anything that had happened. Did I even remember the trip? I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, I did remember. Well,
up to the point where you vanished, you have reasonably good memory of the trip. Do you actually have any psychology?
Let me check the...
The hell was that?
Is that called Outland?
Outland. A Badger Nipa.
So it's a modern woman falls in love with a Jacobite.
it's a New England pale ale.
Does Nipa mean arse?
No,
as in it tastes like badger's arse.
It is like they make in Boston, which is my favourite beer I've ever had anywhere. Let's see what this looks like. Alright, it's a bit strong, 6%. And that stops tasting like beer to me above 6%. Starts tasting like good spirit. So I usually go for the...
stops tasting like beer, says the man who gets beer that looks like Vimto.
I do not have psychology or self-awareness.
Okay, are you prepared to talk to some of the qualified psychologists on Bayern's crew?
Yes, I mean, as we discussed, I'm prepared to accept the possibility that I'm not radish at all, but I'm some facsimile.
You don't get away that easily.
Yeah, had we already checked, had we got as far as he's been checked again to see if he's the same way around?
He does appear to have been reversed again.
Oh, so he's back to normal, so he's not...
Didn't say that.
No, double flip.
There is no sign of a sudden goatee on either occasion.
And what about Felix?
I think Felix has always had one.
Has he shaved it off, Mr.?
Felix has not been flip-flopped.
Right.
I am prepared to...
Should we send you out again?
In the interest of science, I should allow them to...
Psychoanalyze
me.
Please don't say clone you.
Basically,
they don't have to do that.
What it comes down to is you are repressing memories of something that... You really don't want to remember.
Oh,
right. Break out the special drugs.
probe.
Do I get any feeling other than I just want to avoid that? Any feeling of wonder, happiness?
Oh, yeah. It was very educational, probably.
it's just hard for me to sit down for another few weeks.
It's doesn't really obviously fit into your mind.
Yeah.
Do I have interrogation?
Yes, obviously they have not learnt everything they needed to know with anal probing after all.
There was some theory that one thing that may have happened to, assuming I am the original Radish, I may have been rotated through some higher dimensions.
Yes, there was a betting pool among the physicists on that, and it turns out you were not converted to antimatter in this process.
Probably be used as a power source.
So somebody has lost a lot of money, and the flitter is still in one piece.
I'm going to be bitter about that. They're going to spend the rest of their life writing angry papers about why Radish should be antimatter.
You'll just be there queuing for dinner and people cut in front of you and they nudge you and spill your drinks and have the last bit of toad in the hole before you get there.
What it's like anyway. Well, I feel like our captain was very keen on sailing the whole ship, the Entdecker, through. I don't think anyone really thinks that's a great idea except the captain.
No. I have threatened to shoot the captain if she even attempts to suggest it again.
The problem is she is sufficiently old school Navy that she is not going to abandon her post, and her post is on the Entdecker. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am quite serious.
But the ship, surely the ship's doctor could step in. McCoy always does.
Damn it. Captain.
So,
ooh, good idea, she says. I could be unfit for command. Then I could go.
So that psychologist you're looking for
was more common in the modern era. All right, well,
I don't see any reason why she can't go. Has she got a competent deputy?
Yes, but
Jethro is not a deputy.
She has been in the Azanian Navy since there was an Azanian Navy, more or less since there was an Azania. It's not an old country, and they got their training off the British and the French to some extent, but mostly the Royal Navy, and they're a bit hardcore about this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, which means that if you do come back with the goatee, there's going to be serious words because you didn't have permission to stop shaving.
I mean, I feel maybe we've done all we can. Maybe we leave this. We've generated we haven't really generated a lot of evidence, have we? It's just Felix and I.
A lot of information.
Well, not even that, because our recorders didn't show anything.
Anecdote, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's anecdotal, but, I mean, we have generated a lot of waffle, if you like. And we
always rely on us for something.
I feel like we've demonstrated we have not yet thought of any method that seems to actually work for recording anything. Possibly because everything only takes fractions of a second.
It seems to take longer subjectively.
See, the thing that made me go, I wasn't around for the last time. I was basically pissed.
You're standing outside the captain's cabin with a drawn pistol.
Yes, basically. But when you were fiddling around with your cable... Yeah,
the first time, yes.
And you filled your cable room. When you came back, wasn't there.
There was no sign, because I burnt my motor out from my point of view, and the motor was fine, and the cable was not. In fact, there was more cable than a man could possibly lay. There was no physical evidence of any of that I experienced.
Now, what any of you with any medical sciences would be aware of is that clearly it is not a complete reset of your physicality because you have the memories, and that implies chemical changes in the brain.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Which require at least some time to occur.
Not necessarily. In theory, those changes could be instantly occurred, but we would have the memory... They would just generate a memory of time passing for us.
Yeah, if we had not actually experienced anything which created the memory, but chemical changes had simply occurred.
Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't just us having subjective time passing.
They could have basically just put some chemicals in your brain and shook it.
Yes. And altered states of consciousness certainly change time passage.
I have a question. I think you might have mentioned this last time, but just to double check. Because we were deliberately continuing to talk and regularly making marks on things as we approach the event horizon.
That's right. Doing anything we could to leave some physical evidence.
Branding yourself, and that kind of thing.
Also wondering, was there any discernible change in rate that might represent some sort of, you know, is it like a hard stop where suddenly we're not making any marks? Or is there any evidence of anything actually changing and perhaps a change in time perception?
Basically,
or
up to the point where you touched the, let's call it the surface of the node, you were going on as normal. And as far as the ship is concerned, as far as any externally observable things are concerned, the next instant you were there saying, oh wow, I've seen stuff.
With no evidence of any further markings or anything.
Indeed. You remember having made more markings.
Mm-hmm.
But we both remember... Do our memories compare when we talk again?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, as before, you didn't always see the same things.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. Even in... But we... Yeah.
But you might have a bit where Felix is saying, I can see X, and you remember hearing him saying, I can see X.
Yeah, we saw each other... Things happening to each other... That were not happening to us as far as we were concerned. Because I saw you unravelling weirdly, and that wasn't happening as far as you were concerned.
Spaghettification, that's...
I saw you turn inside out.
Yes. Well, whether that was me rotating through a number of dimensions again.
But there's no way you couldn't, every time you see him, get lost in the horrendous memory and completely forget what he's saying to you at the time.
It would be very handy. It's like you have a small nodule on your pancreas, doctor, you're able to get that checked out.
Unfortunately, I'm not that sort of doctor.
But more pressing is the fact that your pancreas appears to be on your brain stem.
From the other group playing on Sunday, the rat looks at you with the eyes of a rat that has seen stuff.
Our rat never got a chance to.
I mean, how do we know? We turn round, the rat is there. As far as the rest of the crew is concerned, the rat has always been there.
No, I killed it when we got back to the ship and chopped it into little.
Roger.
Well, the first rat I took with me, I chopped into small pieces.
Yeah, is that still true? I feel the need to ask.
You do not recall the past having changed.
Good,
but then would you?
Yeah. But
reassuring.
This is the thing in Time Master. Unless you have paranormal memory, you don't remember the past. No.
There's a very Alan Moore time twister about this. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
so Dr. Rat, what happened to the radish you dissected?
What?
Okay, so there's no... The lack of any change in... I want to say periodicity, which I think is the wrong word, but...
frequency of repetition.
Frequency of repetition, etc.
It's a very good word.
It's a good word. I don't think it's right.
You should have taken some, like...
It's good, but it's not
entropic
right.
Entropic measurements. That's a good way of saying whether time has passed.
Well, you know how much... fully balanced nutritional syrup you drank out of your soup tank.
That was reset. Physical sign of change.
How much you filled your other soup tank, and that was reset.
Stupid question. There's I'm guessing DNA degradation
You're talking about
small enough.
Yeah, you're talking about a couple of subjective hours. You couldn't even get telomeres off that.
No.
So all of this to me is tending to support the subjective experience theory. No matter what the physics is behind that, that is tending to support the what
well,
we experience.
Well, I suppose
the
other option is there was some timey-wimey shenanigans. We were aware that things seem to move differently in time through there.
Yeah, did you notice any
full ice pirates? Completely.
I mean, was there any? I can't remember. Did you have any? Did physical things? Did it feel different moving? Like not? Oh, I'm inside out now. So
no,
you know,
I can finally scratch
that.
There were distance distortions that you were experiencing. Almost the first thing that happened.
But nothing like a change in. say, the sort of soupiness of the air or gravity pulling at you or anything like that. I mean, assuming there was any gravity pulling at you.
There may have been things like that in there briefly, but there were also things that it wasn't.
Right,
it wasn't,
but nothing. Consistent thing. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's the thing. Why is it changing so much? What's happening? Are you going through, you know, multiple dimensions or something? Or is this just an unstable phenomena that keeps scrambling everything?
It does seem to need some sort of consciousness. Nothing else changed. It was only our conscious mind. So it does.
Well, your entire body changed.
Okay, good point. But nothing else. What I mean is, nothing else that wasn't conscious.
What have the Romans ever done?
It's and almost then, like the
is there anybody non-human
theory
on the ship?
No.
Or any?
Well, no, not counting the slime mold.
There would have been, of course. We would have had. At no point was anyone but you interested in it being a sex robot.
Not interested,
and this
it just was a.
This is why we always assume that if you've gone missing for a while, you're going to turn up naked doing something sordid in a broom closet.
Well,
so,
I'm sorry,
I mean,
to disappoint.
Obviously, no, the appearing in a completely different place is an actual physical thing.
Yep.
That has happened.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly the only physical thing that has happened.
And how far away was the Bayern from the phenomena? It was across
quite
the
away,
system, basically, wasn't it?
So several days FTL travel time.
Hmm. Hmm. And it took me, well, would it be 5 days? Well, anyway, it took me 5 days to appear there.
No, I think it was further than that. But, I mean, obviously, okay. Theoretically, ships can go faster.
Yeah, that doesn't really mean anything, does it? But,
so
it was certainly FTL.
Mm. So, oh, we should check. Was there any kind of signal or anything detected by Bayern
no.
That might... Okay, there's nothing that might conceivably represent, as far as we are concerned, you being transported...
So, they realized that you were there when suddenly they realized that they had extra mass.
There's a carbon dioxide build-up in the avionics bay.
Yeah.
Actually, possibly not even that, because you were still in your suit.
I think they just heard me rustling about. There was no... Can I go a bit Star Trek and say, was there an energy spike on the centrals or anything?
No.
No.
So you reappeared without any apparent means of travel, effectively. Nothing announced your return.
I like to travel, mate.
But we probably weren't in exactly the same location, were we? We didn't sit in exactly the same location
no,
for some reason.
You stayed for a day or so, and then I think you gained...
But we stayed relative...
This is Bayern, not Entdecker, anyway.
Yeah.
But Bayern and Antecker would have been moving in relation to the galactic drift.
Yeah.
Bayern was conducting examinations of a completely different star in the cluster.
It's funny you ended up on a ship at all. Is my point really?
Yes, maybe that was a conscious choice on my part. I'd no memory of it, though.
Oh, ascribing godlike powers to yourself? It's the old radish, that's for sure.
It could be
it's
something.
Been a long
maybe I was offered a choice. I don't know. I can't remember.
It was a long
you,
time
you
since
continued
I was
jumping.
Since I was at the academy. And we had various bits and pieces. But one of the things I do remember is prior to the Big Bang, there was no such thing as cause and effect. This time is our perception of temporal time is our perception of it, and technically over on that side of the event horizon, I'm not convinced you actually could perceive it properly, which is part of the reason why everything was so weird.
Yes, could be that it just there does seem to be something that didn't fit even into my brain. I think you may have a point there. Maybe there was something that just is not conceivable for mammals that evolved on a mud ball.
But are there any of the worlds that people came from who have... Is there anything like psionics in 2300?
No.
That would be my, you know, or something where they've been doing it, at least experiments towards that sort of stuff. Hmm. Okay.
Well, again, I don't know if there's much short of studying the data. Or
well, there's a lot of work being done on what are now known as the Radish Ziegler tapes.
There we go. What? I'm not sharing credit. Are you kidding me?
And that's with a hyphen, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Not a slash.
Yes, good.
Or, yeah.
What happens on the lander stays on the lander, don't worry.
If only we'd known, we could have enjoyed ourselves. Should we leave something here to monitor the situation?
Such as...
Well, I don't know. Have we got a...
How do we... I mean, we've got a bit of a problem actually monitoring this thing because we didn't see anything happen from the outside, did we?
Hmm. Well, can we leave, like, a probe that measures gravitational waves?
Tells us if anyone shows up to take a look at it and, you know, do a bit of maintenance, you know. Opens the hatch, you know.
Whoa, can't get the parts for these now, Dave.
Yeah.
What should the probe do if it detects something like that? Because you have the basic problem that you can build automated spacecraft with more or less indefinite duration as long as nothing goes wrong. But it would need to traverse one of the rifts in order to get back to Earth, and that isn't really going to happen in an automated way.
And we have method of FTL communication.
Correct.
I mean, I suppose we could simply have a purely monitoring thing, which requires... You know, next time a mission comes over here, they can crack it open and get the data. It will be better than absolutely nothing.
I have a reasonably easy way of monitoring it, but you won't like it.
You cannot stay here.
No.
I'm not staying here.
No.
Does it involve implanting a probe somewhere in Radish?
No. It involves a probe... having an awful lot of antimatter, and were it to see something...
We're going to leave a berserker probe behind, is that
no, it explodes with a big enough bang that it is detectable.
400 years later.
Are we the baddies?
We simply opened the door, Captain, to see what was happening, and suddenly there was an enormous antimatter explosion. Clearly a trap left by these fiendish...
Let us go and destroy the entire planet in every way.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be able to destroy this, are they?
Wait, maybe that's what the thing was that we did in the ice fortress. Maybe all of that was also just a really elaborate signal to let them know when something had happened.
It is a good point. I don't know. Well, I think
also,
that's a good...
If it just... Matter, but, yeah, apart
if
from
it
that.
Just... We
yeah,
don't
but
have any rocky boots.
Details.
I think just leaving a sort of passive recording probe, and then the next time someone's in the area, they just have a look over the security cam footage or whatever.
Get it to log anything that seems remotely interesting.
Right. While we're on the Bayon, do we want a ladyship to actually go in for us to have one final thing, and we will basically run interference so that she can go in?
Well, so you're happy for her to go in?
I'm more than happy for her to
on
go
the
in.
Whole, and the whole Entdecker?
No.
Well, she's not going to go in a little probe.
She is. If she wants to go in, she can go in on a probe, but she ain't taking the whole ship in. Well, not when I'm actually on it, or indeed within several years, let alone seconds.
I would advocate against it. I don't want it to be the Radish Ziegler Kirk probe or whatever she's called.
I love the fact that you've named her Captain Kirk. She's Captain Kirk's daughter. Bless her.
Yes, she just happens to have a name that Would we have had... We would have had Star Trek in this universe, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Nominative determinism.
You'd have had Star Trek, but not the next gen.
Not the next... Oh, thank God.
Or Enterprise.
Or Enterprise. Or DS9, which is actually very good.
Copy Babylon 5. Fuck off.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
I haven't watched it. Apparently it gets better.
Yeah, because Babylon 5 was the first mention of a space station in, I think, in human culture, wasn't it?
Mm. No, it's just the fact
nobody else had that idea.
It was the continuing story that all TV shows are episodic until Babylon 5. Don't give me a Blake 7. Fuck off. Anyway, carry on.
Well, reboot on the way, by the way.
Doesn't count as TV. Simple.
I think the Blake 7 reboot is American, though.
No.
Anyway, carry on. I just wanted to leave you settled.
Suddenly the lights dim three shades.
Right. Well, I propose we leave it at that. If the captain genuinely does want to go in, that's fine. I think I'm done.
Yes.
I'm the right way around. Okay.
She is prepared to not take the entire ship in.
I'm more than prepared to basically get it so that if she wants to take a probe in... But where I'm not prepared is for her to endanger a interstellar way of us getting home.
It does seem a little... Well, we can get a lift on the Bayern.
Yeah. You'd have to be frozen for most of it, which would probably end the campaign fairly quickly, but...
So, well... If we leave this phenomenon, that's what I was waiting for. Here, what do we do? Aren't we at Journey's End now? What's the next plan? Or are we not quite there?
We're coming back by a different route, is the plan.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Hmm. Okay. All right, so do we stay here for a bit and make notes, or do we just turn around and go back?
Well, the captain certainly wants to take an EVA bug in.
All right, Captain. I feel like I've been reversed enough times. I'm going to sit this one out, if that's all right.
Is basically, given what you two have reported, she's not going to try to worry too much about trying to make a record while she's there, but she's taking a lot of recordings after she's going to start dictating as soon as she's out again to try to capture as much as possible from her memory.
It's worth a try.
Mm.
And so, yep, she is competent to fly EVA bug herself.
We also have a, basically similar to what Radish did on the first one.
On a tether?
On a piece of string that we then pull out.
Mm-hmm.
After... How long did you guys go in for the second one?
It felt like some hours.
Well, we were supposed to be about the same time, wasn't it? Didn't we plan?
I think from your perspective, can't remember it was about the same time.
Because, one of the thoughts is put her in for a far shorter time. Say, I don't know, a minute.
The problem is, it's very hard when you're in there. It's very hard to get back out.
As far as you lot outside are concerned, the time inside was zero.
Right.
Oh, so they came in, came straight back out again.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to. Especially on the first one, we didn't pull Radish. He basically came out on his own free will, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying before,
Speaking of that, sorry, I have to ask. So, because when we went in, was it like we touched the boundary of something and kind of?
Yeah, there is a visible boundary.
Yeah, we touched the visible boundary.
One of the ribbons that make up this glowing structure.
Did we appear to go into it, or did we simply touch it and then kind of blipped slightly?
Touch it and rebound slightly.
Touch and rebound slightly. Okay. Yeah. So there's not even a perceptible. This person is crushing. Over
no.
effect.
Hmm.
It's possible we did not even cross over. It's possible it's purely an effect of contact.
Right. Possible, yes, okay. All right, well, I'd be interested to see what happens to someone else.
Again, these are things that probably you guys don't want to talk about, but have we tried firing any form of kinetic weapon into it?
You don't have any. I'm not going to say
probes. Like a scientific experiment. Have we tried shooting?
So I'll go for something that I know we have. Have we tried putting a plasma spike into it?
I don't think so.
God.
Admittedly, that would actually require probably dismounting an engine, but that's beside the point.
Can I just offer a suggestion here? A plasma spike, could that not be interpreted if there is any sort of alien consciousness or whatever in there as a hostile action? Even more than sending Radish in, you know?
I mean, you know, we sent Radish and they didn't say no. But
you sent him twice?
And they sent me back out again. They did fix him then.
They threw him back both times.
We don't know which one was the fixed Radish, though, do we?
Well, Radish.
Should we have kept the reversed one?
Maybe there's a reverse Radish in there now. But I remember all those bits as well. But I can read now and write properly, so that's a bit nice.
No, that's great. And you couldn't get full, so...
It was all a bit red rum for me last time.
Don't know how you got on this expedition, frankly.
Oh, I watched The Shining with Elliot last night. That was fun.
Oh, is that all it took?
He enjoyed it. It was better. We should think about it for Riven of Me, probably. It is laden with symbolism.
It does actually qualify under our original rules, because I've never seen it.
Oh, really? I think we should. I think.
Oh, no, it's good.
It's better than I remembered. I always bounce off Kubrick.
But it's got Scatman Crothers in it.
It does. Well, no spoilers.
Quality.
No spoilers if Roger hasn't.
No, I'm not doing any spoilers. No,
to be fair, not for a long time.
Are you seeing it?
No, I haven't seen him for a long time, but then he's been dead a while.
Yeah. He's very bow-legged. He is.
Okay.
You can't say things like that because I now have Mike Harding, and I can't remember the name of the song, but all I can remember is one of the lines is, "This is one thing I can't understand: why a bow-legged woman loves a knock-kneed man."
I remember it well.
Anyway, where were we?
EVA bug, or rather, you weren't.
Let's monitor the situation. We're not shooting into the thing while the
I was just because it does occur to me that basically what Felix is saying is 100% right. There is no proof of anything that has gone in.
Yes.
Everything has just bounced, if you would.
Yeah.
And the bounce could easily be that it touches its modified and then pushed away.
Could be. It could be a defence mechanism. This whole thing could be a defence mechanism.
But it's fascinating.
So maybe we don't shoot at it.
Fascinating. But my thought is, was that basically, you know, try and send things and see if anything actually does penetrate. Ooh. For example, a railgun shot.
Or a very faint beam of coherent light.
Polaris nuclear submarine.
The navigational sensors on the various probes and things that you've sent in.
Nothing came out again, did it?
Yes, but it does have a return. I mean, you can use a radar to spot where it is.
Yeah. That's another point, actually. We know that he went in and he came back out. What happens if you shoot something in it at high speed and it comes directly back out at high speed?
Straight at the gun that shot it back.
So is it in fact impenetrable? So if you point a laser pointer at it, does it come out the other side?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure that.
I mean, you need an observer all the way around the other side of it, but yes. Now nothing seems to be getting through it.
Okay. Just good information.
And the other thought is, you know, something like, I mean,
ooh.
partial particles, things like, like something like a meson gun or whatever. Wrong traveller, you see, this is the problem.
I can't help but notice all your suggestions involve guns.
Well, I assume we don't have the sort of equipment to detect, fundamental particles and whether or not it's an, is there a shadow in fundamental particles passing through it?
I would actually argue that this is a particle, Felix.
A big old particle.
You raised the point before.
So certainly in terms of neutrino flux and such like, you would normally expect something of this, of basically normal matter. To pass most neutrinos through, because that's one of the things that matter does. And this, if anything, is less massive than something the size of normal matter ought to be. But, however, it doesn't.
And it's not a neutrino emitter, is it?
It's not emitting any more than the background, which is quite possibly the background bouncing off it.
Yes, my point is if we maneuver ourselves so that there is a neutrino source.
Like this nearby star, for example.
Like a nearby pulsar or whatever.
No, there's a perfectly good star a few AU away.
Okay,
you
yes.
You don't need anything more exotic than that.
Yeah. Okay, so you literally go to the other side and you're in a neutrino shadow.
Yeah. And yes.
Like I say, it just feels to me... And whereas... on the one side, are you actually getting a bounce back of the neutrinos?
Well, it's kind of hard to be sure with those.
Yeah, but you'll get
it. If you have an emitter.
So you kind of go... My thought is if you go somewhere...
I'm flatlining. We've lost the patient.
Okay.
I assumed this was just the family-friendly cut of the episode.
I should do that.
He was a complete and utter beep, 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 beep.
I'll just do it. So every time somebody says, have you got any thoughts on the issue, Radish? Well, and then just beep out his entire speech and do it every time he says something.
Because the other thought as well is, if we go to where this isn't, measure neutrino density, go to where it is the neutrino density roughly double what it is where it isn't?
Yes, I mean, it's all very crude. You do not have any huge tanks of cleaning fluid, but insofar as the instruments you can cobble up will tell you, yes.
But I mean that, because that's kind of my thought is so the fact that everything. I think everything. I don't think you went in at all.
Well, but would that work if everything that goes in there enters a different space and doesn't come out the other side because it's in there? The same thing would happen. Presumably.
Also, have I been inconsistent?
Very unlikely, I'd have thought.
I ran the same thing for the other group a few days ago, and I may have said things differently for the different groups. What happened to the unmanned probes when you sent them in?
Sorry, what happened to the what?
The unmanned probes.
The unmanned probes.
Nothing. We pulled them back out again, and no time had passed on them.
Did you? Yeah, did you observe them going in?
Oh, we actually saw them going into the.
I don't remember.
I don't think you described that in that detail.
No.
Talked about them.
Well, this may be a slight retcon. Valued listeners, please don't bother to tell me. Some of them bounced off, some of them vanished, some of them vanished and came back a few days later. All with zero evidence of internal time passage.
Well, that would fit with Jethro's. None of them seemed to sink into the surface.
Well, some of them went in, yes.
Oh, they did go in. Okay.
Okay, so that's different again then. Mm. But nothing with a life form actually went in.
Yeah.
Everything just bounces.
How about when we dropped the rat in? Did that seem to go in?
No.
Okay. Interesting. It's going to need years of research, and I'll be on the.
Like I say, I think
for life. Also, we touched it at the same time within the same enclosed vehicle, but I bounced off, whereas you, and apparently you alone, crossed a vast amount of intervening space with no signal whatsoever. And
what can't you do then?
Apparently have no awareness of time until the point when you were disturbed by the opening of the hatch.
Maybe we just develop more superpowers.
Observed.
Well, it's not much of a superpower, is it? The ability to lose 5 days and not know where you wake up. I think you'll find that your average human can do that.
Yeah.
Quite cheaply.
Okay.
But what I'm wondering is, have you forgotten what happened? Or do you simply not know? Did you not experience?
It seems to be there. And I'm suppressing it, according to the psychologist.
See, I'm now immediately thinking about pleasure.
Then we need to find out.
And thinking that actually finding out might not necessarily be the best thing for the rest of us.
Well, science. What they're recommending science. In the spirit of scientific inquiry is basically once you get back to civilization and really good hospitals,
really good,
see if any of it could be recovered in a very safe environment where you could be, frankly, drugged up to the eyeballs instantly if anything goes wrong.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I just don't see what could really go wrong.
What about drugging?
We couldn't vaporise him, you know.
Nurse, 50 cc's of lead, stat.
Captain Zolithina goes in.
Yeah.
And vanishes from the pod.
Okay. Mm. And the pod comes back out?
Yes.
Okay.
Did she check the pod. Did she leave a note saying, haha, suckers, I know what's going on?
I smell the petrol that vapes throughout.
I just don't understand why she wrote it with her own intestines.
Yeah. That's a good point. Has the pod's overall weight reduced by her mass?
Yes, she's not a thin smear over the inside of it.
Look, you can't take anything for granted here, can we?
To be fair, Jethro does kind of think on the more
macabre,
militaristic side of the equation, shall we say.
Oh.
No, really? I'd seen no evidence of that. What about if we shoot a dwarf star at it?
It's an immovable object many hundreds of light years from Earth. How can we turn it into a weapon?
Speaking of immovable objects, how large is this thing? As far as we can... Very roughly.
Tether use across. Which is completely inconsistent with the mass it's displaying, which is far too big.
No, it's tiny.
It's also completely inconsistent with the golden glow that it is emitting, which
is far too big.
It should be brighter than the star if it looks like that, and it isn't.
Yeah. Weird.
This is the point where the PhDs inspired by this mission counter starts going ding, ding, ding.
You see, this is also the point where you start thinking that, you know, an English language student isn't able to contribute to much of this as if I was, say, a sciences student.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of thing where
I don't know. Linguists.
Nobody's died, nobody's exploded. I don't know what to do.
To be fair, an English language student is not typically trained for those situations either, except possibly to write an epic poem in memory of them.
I'm just thinking from the point of view of as a player,
mm-hmm.
all the sorts of things that might give me ideas generally do start to break down when we actually encounter things like, you know...
Physics.
If it's not a kind of let's run up to the top of that tower and drop a couple of things off and see if they land at the same. Anything beyond that level of physics is a problem.
Same.
That makes sense for me.
Fat priests don't fall faster than thin priests.
Have we tried?
Must be air resistance.
Some rocks on it. What are we going to do? Are we going to wait?
I think the probes count as very expensive rocks.
Yeah.
What is the long...
do they? If we can just create things, we can. You know, what are we actually
using the longest time it's taken a probe to reappear?
Of the ones that have reappeared, 6 days.
Okay,
You don't suppose they're going to just randomly reappear in a part of the ship, do you?
I would suggest a couple of weeks, but...
And search the ship.
Yeah.
Search all the ships.
Yes, search all the ships.
All the probes, all the escape pods, every hatch.
Yeah.
Pretend we're searching for the Doctor's slime mold and it's got out.
Hello, Captain. It's suddenly a bit crowded in my quarters. Did you send a probe down here?
So a few days later, Georg Bauer, this is the mining ship, comes in system. Are you missing a captain?
Ah, that's what she got.
Not
to.
At all. Frankly, the whole cruise has felt a lot safer recently.
Okay. Oh, dear. And what does she have? Presumably, she's okay. Is she reversed? What are her memories?
She is not reversed.
That really seems quite a rare thing, then. Pity they put you back.
as everyone had expected, she arrived on board Georg Bauer in her suit. No evidence of time having passed, but with memories.
Uh-huh.
And looks at Radish.
Slaps him.
It's about seven dimensions, isn't it?
Does that ring any bells?
Give me a mental stability check. That's the highest two of endurance, intelligence, and education modifiers.
Okay, well, that will be two. Two.
Plus 2d6.
I'm much cleverer. Oh no, I was looking at social. Okay.
Oops, no, my mistake. I'm not clever at all.
No, you're not clever. You just have a high.
I've just been watching a lot of cryptocurrency presentations and I felt clever.
You keep bringing me back to this reality we have to face. 12 in total.
Well, that's pretty good.
It does make sense. It's basically it's more dimensions than you can hold in your head at once.
Yes, you're right. I remember understanding it, and I can't, and it's gone. But now.
And you can't move your hand to point in the direction you got rotated in, which is really annoying.
It's fascinating. We're going to make a fortune. Did I say we? You're right. This is incredible. There is something. There's some truth in there. Some greater truth.
So most of it is still very fuzzy, but you are definitely getting the feeling that you communicated with something.
Like having been on the internet.
Only less sordid. Okay.
And nobody was asking for your phone number.
No matter how many times they offered it up. I'll talk to the captain. If she has any memories of any kind of communication or anything that I can put in my paper.
Yeah, I mean, she has over the past few days recorded everything she can remember. That is being added to the archive. But yeah, it makes more sense when you talk to each other. You can take a little bit of it and put it in a way that you can understand.
But it's hard to. Okay.
So the overall feeling is, I mean, in terms of the cosmology, there is a whole lot of new information on stellar evolution. That alone would probably justify the mission as far as the academics are concerned. But also. There is contact has been made with something, and it's not clear what it is, but it certainly seems to be intelligent, assuming intelligence is the right scale to measure it on.
Okay, it's going to be very hard to communicate with.
And these structures.
Gonna need a mathematician, really, aren't we?
Are part of a much bigger thing.
God, there's more of them.
Already quite a few.
Hang on a sec, there's a bit of this that I'm having trouble finding in the documents, because it's obviously useful to split this up into several stages with other bits in between.
Because why wouldn't you?
Yes.
Sorry, I do want to check this because I would rather say the right thing to you.
Yeah, we know you winged it for the other group, but for us, you know,
yeah. The other group,
what sticklers for accuracy? What's
the surface gravity on the nodes? And...
Well, don't make us feel rubbish. Roger, I was going to ask that actually.
Well, we don't, but there's no way of knowing because anything that's actually touching the node where you then get the actual gravity.
Well, you could measure how much the probes accelerators are falling towards it, and basically it's very, very low.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be an event horizon in the sense of a black hole.
Absolutely not. I mean, for a start, it was glowing. So.
Well, doesn't...
white hole?
Didn't old what's-his-face Dedo have some idea about black hole radiation? Stephen Hawking, sorry.
Ah, yes, old what's-his-face Dedo, as he's reverently known these days. Since his passing.
Adding to my NPC list.
Well, he was a bit overrated, I feel. But he did come up with interesting things about black hole radiation.
Right, you've presumably surpassed all of his so-called discoveries then. He never wrote a book about that.
He didn't.
Hang on, is this Nick talking or is this Radish talking?
As a scientist, he fit the public image of a super scientist so well that his achievements were a bit over.
I frankly just admire him for his habit of rolling his wheelchair over people's feet.
Noble goal.
Yeah, he used to do it quite deliberately, apparently. He had a great sense of humour about it.
Well, you're making me feel guilty about calling him what's his face.
And then there was a journalist who was interviewing him, and when they went, they said, can I just need to plug in to charge my recorder. They pulled something out of the wall, plugged it in, and apparently Hawking went,
That's pretty good.
I mean, it takes something to have a sense of humour when you're in a situation like that.
That's
so what you got? Are you basically piecing this together by talking to each other?
I fear we may have to.
You could see the structure of nodes in the Pleiades connected by beams of light, which do not appear to exist, except possibly as a gravity wave pattern. Mm-hmm. There are other beams of light extending past space towards the centre of the galaxy, where there is a, as many theories would have it, large black hole.
Yes.
Right.
And this is part of this whole structure in the Pleiades, all the nodes, all the connections, is part of the support structure for what is being built around that black hole.
Which is?
Possibly something to stop it getting bigger.
Oh.
Is that possible?
No.
I feel that in our current situation, that's the wrong question.
It's kind of like the opposite of a...
Well, no, it's quite an important question, I think. You know, if theoretically it's not possible to put something around a black hole to stop it getting bigger because it will be affected by the black hole...
If you put nothing around a black hole...
Yeah, I mean, the practical way of doing it would be to, you know, set up a shell at a safe distance that would stop anything further being dragged into it.
Not that kind of shell, Jethro. No chance of launching it in the...
But we're talking thousands of light years, so, you know.
Mm. Yeah, and what would be a safe distance? Because you'd have to account for whatever was within the shell.
It would take technology beyond our current capabilities.
Beyond our ken?
I mean, obviously, if it only exists in three dimensions, you know, possibly you can, you know, reach out in the ninth dimension and roll it up into a ball.
There's
and,
only seven. Aren't you listening?
Seven.
And validates Finkelstein's theory of relativity anyway.
What you do, you see, I'll is you fold the black hole message. On itself, so it is eternally consuming itself, and therefore self-negating.
I love how you're talking about seventh dimensional physics, and yet you send a snarky text message. This will show him how cutting edge I am. Oh, my autocorrect has put something in there.
Harry Harrison's Murphy Drive. The FTL
system,
Star Smashers of the Galaxy Rangers, that very serious short story.
Oh, yeah. I actually haven't read that one.
Is that a drive where anything can go wrong and does?
When Murphy was asked how his drive could push a ship at 500 times the speed of light when Einstein's theory of relativity said that this was impossible, he shrugged and said, sure, and I guess Einstein was wrong.
I mean, it seems to stand up there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He is powered, I see.
He hasn't been wrong about a great deal so far.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of the things you saw were attempts at communication.
I suppose that would make sense.
Imagine if you're trying to communicate with people
Sorry, this is a bit that involves Felix as well, because this is before the sudden departure.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, some of those things, you try and imagine how that would work if they didn't have the concept of cause and effect.
Well, why would they?
Or if they didn't have the concept of three privileged dimensions.
Yeah, why would they try and build...
There's also a thing that the captain saw, which is, you remember, who was he? It was Brian, wasn't it, the saboteur?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sort of saboteur.
Yeah, she saw him.
She saw him?
What was he doing, Captain?
Screaming.
Wait, we didn't kill him or anything, did we?
He's still in the cryopods aboard Bayer. Yeah. He has been at all times. There are life support monitors and things that would notice it.
I have not done anything to him. I have not done anything to his feed into the cryopod. I thought about it.
If you just list all the things you haven't done, we'll simply think of something that you've carefully avoided mentioning. So you know, we're happy that you've not done anything.
That's fine. No problem at all.
So he told us the drive exploded and killed a lot of people, whereas obviously he sabotaged it. Hmm. But then they carried on to somewhere, and he's not sure where. And then he was back and in time, and he did the sabotage. And he talked about the Agra phenomenon,
which you now know is the Alcyone gravitational radiation anomaly.
Mm. So, did he, as far as his timeline was concerned, come here and do something similar to us, but get sent back in time rather than space?
But they couldn't have got here because the ship exploded.
Well, no, the drive exploded and killed a lot of people, but they carried on, is what he said.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because so when they were jettisoning one of the drives, I think.
It was... But what they were past halfway across the rift, weren't they? When it went bang, wasn't it? So they couldn't... they were never going to be able to get back.
But they did make it forward.
Yeah.
Well, that... In theory, with the onboard manufacturing, building another Stuttle warp unit would be possible. It would just take a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. So does that mean... Okay, well, the captain saw him screaming. Okay, but there's no...
He wasn't bleeding or anything.
That's not inconsistent with the guy we have in the hold, because that could just be the... from his subjective past version of himself.
How did he look? Was he walking around? Was he in a cryopod?
Was he standing there going, ah?
He was in a suit. I think in zero G, but it's hard to be sure. But there wasn't anything else around.
Okay, which is consistent with it being something like another timeline rather than seeing what he looks like right now. Not conclusive of anything, but of those two options. It's not consistent with like a vision of him right now, because now he's in a cryopod.
I mean, who knows? Subjective. But it's... I suspect it's his past self from his sort of hybrid.
Well, obviously, because we also encountered a person who couldn't have been there.
Well,
whether that was a real experience that we're being informed with?
Well, maybe that was just someone we hadn't heard of. That's probably more likely than invoking parallel universes. But how had we heard of
from a space program you've never heard of?
Because it couldn't have been something that the intelligence got from us and projected into our minds if we don't know anything about it. Whereas obviously Brian North we do know about. Like a made up person for a made up space program seems an unlikely choice.
Unless one of us had read about him as fictional characters
and forgotten about him, perhaps.
But yeah,
thanks from the subconscious. It's absolutely not conclusive of anything, but the available options, it all only sort of tends towards and away from certain things.
Well, I feel like we're not going to solve this right now. Is there any method of... We haven't got any way of further communicating, because every time we try and communicate with this entity or entities, we can't seem to keep it in our minds anyway. And we can't send a probe through to do it, because we've got no way of communicating with the probe.
I'm starting to feel like...
Does she have the same missing hours? Sorry, Shim. Does she have the same missing hours that...
She has a memory of time having passed and not all of that memory being accessible.
Similar to Radish.
Though both of them have now managed to crack a bit of that open, and it doesn't seem too horrible so far. Just a bit blithering strange.
Well, that's the other... Unless we go back in and keep trying to...
Well, this is what I'm getting at. I don't think this is something we do. I think if... My suggestion is if...
An infinite when we number return, of guinea pigs.
No. If when we return, our respective governments and programs wish to further investigate, I feel they would want to do something like establish a long-term base here, with people who are willing to make repeated trips to contact the entity. And that was their sole research goal, was they're just going to constantly go and try and communicate with this thing and then share whatever they learn.
Yeah, it needs some concerted scientific
effort. Concerted long-term effort.
I will quietly ask the captain, when no one else is around... was the reason why she was desperate to go in because she'd been in before?
Absolutely not. She pauses for a moment before she says that, and she is clearly looking you straight in the eye, giving it some thought. Definitely not.
It was a good idea.
My thought is obviously with everything that happened with Brian, that, could you have also been somebody who was shot back.
Though well, apparently, under... if so, it was much less dramatic.
Really just, good question. It's just that you were desperate. And
I'm an explorer, damn it.
Yes, I know, I know. And that wouldn't...
Questioning her valour.
No, and well, no, I'm not questioning her valour.
No,
that's
why she's not
I'm,
angry.
I'm deliberately...
She's failing to understand how other people can not feel this way.
Yeah. because after looking after Radish for 3 years...
You no longer wish to take any risks.
You wish him to take risks.
Except with Radish.
I'm happy to push him into any into anyone. But no, that was the thing. And that was also why I wanted to ask her quietly without anybody else around. I mean, from Jethro's point of view, yeah, you know, I mean, he's not going to go in. He doesn't want to go in. He doesn't think he's intelligent enough by far.
Correct.
To be able to handle any form of communication like this.
Seventh dimensional hyper-communication, I believe we call it.
I
put the hyper in myself to make it sound even more
interesting. You were just, should I call it hyper, should I call it space? Quantum, maybe.
The old 2000 AD, I've got has reminded me of the character Mac One, which is the secret agent.
Mac Man.
Activated by computer assisted acupuncture.
His own chair. Yes.
Which activated...
Do you know, I was reading that not that long ago.
I love it.
Man activated by compupuncture hyperpower.
Basically, he's missing half of his brain. So what they do is they put half of his brain as a computer and then the other half allows him to do all of these
he's been done acupuncture.
This is also Pleasant Greek.
There's a fantastic one with the test pilot who ends up fused with the computer, although really it should just be the cockpit display, I don't know. But he ends up with half his body sort of fused with the computer in the plane when he has a crash. And because of that, the computer can make him fly, because as far as it's concerned, he's a plane and he will damn well fly if he's told to.
So
he's like falling out of a window and all of a sudden, oh, look, I can fly. I remember even when I was like 9 thinking...
Really? I can't imagine why these characters didn't endure as well.
I wanted to go faster and suddenly I found myself
farting was around for a while.
He did go on for a bit, didn't he?
Quite a while. He was around for longer than the stainless steel rat stuff.
Yes, I don't know. Well, this is a 1979 annual. I haven't read too far.
And they did Mark Zero as well.
There was a Mark Zero, wasn't there? Oh, well.
The unsuccessful experiment. Because they were big on that, on their lone do-gooders in those days.
Quite right.
He mostly beats people up, as I recall.
Oh, and there was...
Runs after cars and beats people up.
There was the guy who had his heart replaced. Something's Ticker or something. Was it
Dicky Ticker?
No. And basically,
this is a very
he was
IPC
a
sort of name though.
That is that sounds.
He was a
also adding to me.
He was an athlete. He was an athlete, and suddenly had this heart problem in bits pieces, and this organization comes along and goes, oh, we can help you with that. And they give him a mechanical heart. The only problem is that it only works for 24 hours. And then he has to go and have it reset. And basically, the people who've done it basically are a bunch of sort of, you know, to this clandestine Shame agency. He's sort of, you know, he's a very fit bloke, and I think he's sort of souped up by the heart, but it only lasts for 24 hours.
Almost as if I don't recall this. I remember the visible man who got... He went through some gamma radiation and then all his skin went transparent. It was a pretty short-lived character.
But well, yeah, because after that the skin falls off. Followed by the muscles. And
I'm going to get a drink. I feel like we're done with this.
Certainly, as far as the more conventional cosmological research side of the mission is concerned, they are entirely happy with the results. And consensus, I think, particularly with the two of you, is, well, three of you, but two of you who've actually got a sense of communication with the entity, is that a longer term project rather than you people who are not alien contact specialists.
We are gaining a lot of experience.
Spend 10 years out here.
Can I just check what the gravity density of the surface of the whatever it was the others said?
It was the realization that with one of the other structures, given the mass I'd already said, the gravity 1 meter away from it would be about 9 million g, and you know, atoms aren't going to survive that. So.
This was fun. It is one of the things where I go, damn, I wish I knew more physics.
There are lots of bits of this that just make no sense, and I have been trying to reconcile them into a single grand nonsense theory rather than lots of little ones.
But John, in no way, shape or form, think that, you know, that the sort of bollocks that you're talking is any worse than the sort of bollocks that the rest of us are talking.
No, I just mean as a player, it's I frequently find with the scenarios in this collection, you feel like, well, what are we actually, we're sort of exploring in that, but when do you say, well, that we've concluded that? It all seems very arbitrary, although apparently I turn my back and you blow things up. But other than that, it seems quite arbitrary when you say, right, well, we'll go somewhere else.
It blew itself up, thank you very much.
Likely story.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's true, because you can always poke more. And obviously, I'm an inveterate poker.
This is the thing I've written up. It's in the next E&A, or it will be in a few days. But basically, a game I played at StabCon, Space 1999 scenario. And it was basically explore this planet, see if we can evacuate there. And the way it worked out, I haven't read the adventure, of course, but what it felt like from the way we played it, at least, was we can poke around indefinitely, but there is a time limit because, you know, sooner or later we're just going to say,
well, the moon's too far away.
We have to leave in order to get back to the moon, and there won't be time to evacuate. At which point you find out what the twist is. Which is a perfectly good Space 1999 scenario. If it had been part of a longer campaign where we knew each other and characterization and so on, but as it was, it didn't really show off the system very well, I felt.
Right, and that was being presented as a sort of convention-type scenario where you introduced to the system. The purpose of it?
Yeah, we got the mechanics, but we didn't do very much with them. Anyway.
I think that's always going to be a problem.
Very enjoyable game, just got the one problem.
I mean, I think that's... But if you've got basing something on Space 1999, that's kind of the whole thing of it. I mean, I remember watching it. And apart from the birdie...
Well, they got plenty of base invasions, didn't they?
Yeah. And they got loads of base invasions, which probably would have been slightly better. They had the girl who could turn herself into a tiger.
And sexy Tony Arnold came along.
And then basically the other, you know, was that they'd go somewhere. They'd go, oh, this is really good. Oh, no, we can't come here.
Brian Blessed.
No, we'll have to go. And just as they're going, they realise, yes, they could have stayed here, but the moon's now too far away and they can only just get back. And that was kind of rinse and repeat, really.
Yeah, it's an interesting show. I'm actually appreciating more in respect where I can get past the, okay, clearly nobody of the production staff understands the numbers you get in space. But in the first season, they were actually trying to do very serious science fiction
stories.
It's
like two different shows, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Anyway.
But they had better guns in the second series.
Onwards. Right.
I was 8, 9 when it was on. Mm-hmm. You know, the guns were important.
So, it's your favourite thing. More character improvements.
Hey!
Oh, gosh.
That's the one.
So, whatever your training, you've now got.
Yoo-hoo.
We have melee blade.
Survival, apparently.
You will have 8 more training periods.
8?
Wow.
So I get survival 1 then, don't I?
Scientist like that.
If you had 0 before, yeah.
I did have 0 before.
Oh God, where's that?
So what are 8 more periods giving us here? What does that mean? What does that translate to?
So each training period gets you 1 point of something. The number of points you need for a level of a skill is equal to the level you're going to. Except for 0.
Okay, so each period gives you...
One for 0 and 1.
Yeah.
And then... Okay. I might get some engineer. I've got engineer life support at 0.
Ah, okay. So the PDF I was looking at was wrong on the grounds I've just opened the JSON and I was going for engineer. So, which is MET280?
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Very long time ago.
No, that sounds... But this...
So the most recent target was MET672.
One of you
right.
Put in
700. I think the 280 is wrong because I think the rest of it actually doesn't seem too bad. Right, let me... Oh, God. Roger, could you just send me through a new the existing JSON?
I'll send you the latest one I've got.
Cheers.
I will say one thing I've noticed with alternating weeks of different games is I'm even more lost with mechanics and things than I was before. No idea what I'm doing with this.
I mean, thankfully, the good thing is that the games we're playing at the moment, the mechanics themselves aren't particularly complicated. Well I suppose
familiar, I guess.
Amazing Adventures isn't great, but
thanks for the vote of confidence, Mark.
Well, it's.
Oh, no,
it's
funny because you liked penguin dicks falling off.
You liked. You come back to your ivory tower and find the whole thing's collapsed. You quite like the way that Victorious ran, though.
Victorious was a pain in the arse.
Victorious we salvaged basically because of John, to be fair.
You salvaged Victorious.
I wasn't going to blow my own horn there.
The way it should have run,
you know, like I said before, the version that got printed was apparently not the version that the final version that he sent, which is a great shame. So there was just a lot of contradiction in it and error.
No, there wasn't.
I will admit that. Amazing Adventures is not that bad, but I keep wanting to rewrite it so that it becomes a single consistent set of rules for a game.
Oh, bless your heart.
I'm not going to.
Have you considered GURPS? Right, I need to look up the PDF for this thing because I don't know what skill categories
I've got.
I would
like to find an action-adventure game that felt like it. I think Genesis has been the closest. I wasn't too convinced by Outgunned.
New version of Justice Inc. is on the way.
Yeah. I've got one of the old
I've never
versions
tried
of that.
Truth and Justice.
Yeah, there was only
a
one.
Supers game that quite works for me either, but Heroes probably the one.
Have you looked at Icons?
No, well, I've still got Truth and Justice that I'd like to try. Is Icons similar to that?
No, Icons is kind of based on Fudge, except it doesn't use Fudge dice, it uses, I think, a D6. Minus a D6. It's A lot of games did that. It's more swingy than four fudge dice, which is why they've done it for icons, because they wanted a slightly more swingy result to give it that superhero feel. It's not a huge amount more swingy, but...
What's our new target date, Roger?
Right, so you'll have the improvement you were working on, nine improvements, and then a new one, which will be...
I've run out of space for sciences. I'm going to put them in weapons.
1176.
Okay.
Wow, we really are going back in time.
Nine improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Not eight improvements.
All right, so you finish your existing, you get eight,
eight more,
and you start a new one.
Then I might also pick up a science just to annoy the doctor.
Niche protection. I've gone for psychology, given the barrage of tests I've been probed through.
And the magnifying mirror, looking into your own mind.
No, other people's mind. Linguistic. Right. Come on, then. I went for that with the other rabbit.
Well, you could be like most psychologists and define normal in terms of yourself.
That is a terrifying prospect. Sophontology. I mean, the whole point of the point in learning it is just to explain what it is.
I don't know, everybody getting the sciences, nobody getting, gambler or...
I'm just opening the PDF so I can see what skills are available.
I haven't got carouse. Oh, I have got carouse, actually.
I've got carouse at zero.
I'm a better carouser than you are.
Well, it's often endurance-based.
Traveller creation.
Electronics. Well, maybe I'll get some electronics.
Professional civil engineering. Why doesn't anybody go for that? I don't
know. It hasn't really come up.
Well, obviously that's a fault in the players. You must make your own opportunities. I've honestly read games that suggested that.
See, we're starting to get a little bit towards Sarah and her...
Streetwise
again.
There is a streetwise skill in this.
I might.
It's about the least useful skill you could get for the campaign, but yeah, there is.
I suppose you can adapt it to corridor wise. Does anybody happen to know offhand where the skills are listed? Because I can't seem to find them.
Core book.
There is no single convenient skill list, which is why I produced this, which is also the PDF on the website, which I will send the link to.
I've
almost certainly got 64. It somewhere. Page 64.
In the new core book I have, the PDF. Even though I've got the other book here, but it's quite...
Page 64.
Yeah, they have so many bundles of holding that I never actually need to buy any of the traveller stuff.
Page 64 is assault rifle, so I'm probably looking in the wrong book here. I thought
it
this
says
was...
2300. No, it isn't. It's... 2E core book, nothing to do with 2300, is what I got.
Right. Yeah, the skill list is in Traveller, and there are a couple of them that get very lightly modified.
Going to take Diplomat, but then I remembered I'm an academic, so I've taken Deception.
I have Diplomat.
I have Deception.
Do you?
Yeah.
Skills, you're absolutely right. There
is it Gumbo Diplomat?
No,
it's Power Armour Diplomat. Don't you know anything?
Okay, so I need to find what I'm working on next, is that right?
I'm going to go up to Cybernetics 2. I am going to take another engineer.
I've got life support engineer.
What?
I've got, just a box in it.
Yeah, I've gone ahead and actually taken carouse.
Right, sorry, do I have to I have to train something at zero first, don't I?
Yeah.
Zero, then one, yeah.
Okay, so I pick whatever I'm training next, and that will be zero.
Yeah, so you finish your current training, you get nine things that you can implement right now. Eight things, sorry.
I'm going to get electronics computers.
Hang on, how's that related to the training. I'm ever so sorry, Roger.
You are having an. You are going to be in space for another 500 plus days.
Right.
So, during that time, you finish your current training. You have had 8 cycles of learning a new thing and then getting it.
Yeah.
And then finally, you will pick the thing that you will be learning next.
So I might get gun combat. As... No.
Please don't.
I've basically, since we're travelling, I've bumped up like my astrogation, learned a bit of sensors, I've bumped up my... what else did I bump up?
Go on, I'll put cruise to 4.
Power engineering.
What's my 4? No.
That's been
It's my fourth one.
I got 1 point left.
So you've got power engineering... All of you, so once you've got an engineer skill at 1, all the others are at 0, aren't they?
Yes.
And once you've got, say, athletics at 1, all the others are at 0.
Yes.
Oh, in that case.
Okay.
Anything with specializations.
Yeah.
Well, I say anything. I suspect languages are different because languages are always different.
Okay, I'll get engineer power as well.
Power? No, what do you think this is? Superheroes?
I'm going to put something up to 2. I'm going to put cybernetics up to 2. I'm going to put astronomy. I need to get astrology on. Right, and then I will learn...
I'm sorry, you can't learn astrology skill above level 0.
Well, right. I wonder why.
I do have deception skill. Oh, I think that.
The link I've just put in chat has, among other things, the skills PDF, which lists all the skills, including all specializations.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to train in. Tic Tacs. Steward? Still. Streetwise, yes, that's very easy to pick up on a spaceship.
Millions Seafarer, there we go.
Seafarer, sail!
Reading a lot of Hornblower.
See, if this was actually Star Trek, that actually would be there would be a surprisingly high number of the crew who would have gone for it. Because why wouldn't you go into the holodeck and learn how to sail?
Because the holodeck's always busy for reasons.
Except on Saturday morning because I haven't scrubbed it yet.
Because Riker is playing a trombone at somebody.
Is that what he calls it?
Well, hey.
Why don't you call it the sex deck? Anyway.
Gee, I can't imagine why that didn't pass the network.
They had to get it past budgeting, okay?
Well, that's why you never see the cetacean deck, isn't it? It shows up on the plans. But there are supposed... There is actually a section... I forget which Enterprise it's on. But somebody noticed that on the plans, there's actually a cetacean deck, and apparently there are some dolphins who are something to do with... It might be on the Enterprise D. There's something to do with, I don't know, navigation or whatever. Right. But you never see them, because they realised very early on that this is going to be massively expensive. I don't know if you ever see them in...
What was the David Brin series?
Not the Uplift stuff.
Yes. With the...
gosh, what do I get?
Do like that. Not as good as the practice effect, but which is still... which at some point I would still love... to actually run something in that universe, because it's consistent enough you could actually have a go at it, but I'm not sure my brain works that way anymore.
If I study something that I've got points in already, how does that work? Do I just get a dot towards it, but it doesn't
go up? If you've got the PDFs I've produced for the training section, it shows you points 0 out of 1 or 0 out of 2 or whatever. Basically, that's where that would get logged.
Okay, so if I've If I'm training something, then do I put it down at zero, or do I have to spend points to get it at zero?
You spend one training period to get it at zero.
Yeah.
One training period to improve it from zero to one.
Yes.
Right.
So getting it at zero from nothing at all is one training
period. Each training period is 56.
Oh, so I can use up...
Rolling it together.
I can use up more than one of these training periods.
Absolutely. You've got nine of them to play with.
Ah, right. I thought it was eight.
You've got...
I had the same question.
First of all, the thing that you were training before.
Sorry. Yeah.
Then you've got eight things that you choose and you'll immediately get. Then eventually you have the thing that you choose that you'll not immediately get. Which is the thing that you are in the process of studying when the next adventure begins.
Right. I wonder if I've actually been doing that in previous... Right. Okay.
I have sent you a JSON file.
Thank you.
What was the date, did you say, Roger?
Okay.
The next end of next training period is 1176.
1176. That is wrong on the file I've just sent you. No, fine. It's because I undid all my changes and then redid them.
When you say sent, by what medium?
Firek.
Email.
WebDAV.
Email has not reached me.
Oh, sorry, WebDAV.
Okay.
I forgot that other mediums of communication with you exist.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
It's purely WebDAV, occasionally GitHub. Well, repository. No, GitHub.
Codebug.
Oh. That's a long one. Oh, there we are. Lost me radish.
And if I want to go from 1 to 2, that costs 2 points, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so that's 6.
Right, Jim, you have a new PDF. Same place.
Thank you.
All things considered, I might crop this last bit of the session.
Is it not fascinating audio?
Are you not entertained?
No, I suspect the answer is no.
Hey.
Well, if it's only taken until now to realise that stuff.
we're talking warts and all listeners, so yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, at this stage, they've been asleep for about an hour. that's why this is popular with a small section of the population
with very specific sleeping tastes. Yeah.
Well, it actually has
terrible insomnia. I'll just turn on the Watson Hall.
It has an advantage of that, as far as I'm concerned, which is no music section at the end, which wakes me up.
So the gentle lulling tones of our voices.
A problem, for example, with the old YSDC recordings.
Fire! Wake up! What are you doing? Wake up!
Yeah. Oh, you bastard.
I did used to put a clip from Archer. It's quite a way after the end of the episodes previously. There'd be about like a 10 or 20 second delay. Yeah. And then, which character was it? She said something like, "Are you still here?"
Yes, I remember. Because I just listened to them on a device, and therefore... For a lot of the time, it was an MP3 player where all you could do was very slowly and painstakingly navigate through to the next file.
Listen, my MP3 player that I used to listen to podcasts on was a Nintendo DS, which had the little MP3 player attachment thing in place of a cartridge. And you move the volume or anything, and a tiny little Mario would jump up a sort of staircase. I mean, it did the job. I used that for a long time till the hinge fell in half. Okay, I think I've got that right, so I just need something that I'm working on next.
I'm up, just to warn you, gentlemen.
Maybe I should do a science.
I am upping my diplomat to 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, I might do science cybernetics.
I picture it now. Office of Diplomacy, our motto. You get further with a kind word and a gun than with a kind word alone.
Okay, I think I've got that sorted for next time.
Okay, if you send me new files by whatever means, and I will put things back into my...
Right. Oh, can I edit the PDF? Hang on.
If it's one of the ones I sent, no. If it's the official character sheet, yes.
Didn't we have... I'm sure we had a problem with this where... I'd edit it, but it wouldn't actually sort of stick. You couldn't get it to save. Because I was sending you things and it was giving you old information. That's a blank character sheet. That's no use whatsoever. Let me get...
Anyway, send by whatever means is most convenient to you.
Right.
Well done.
Thank you.
By email.
So. Yeah, got that. And on that note, possibly a little anticlimactically,
the ship explodes and you're all dead.
So we will pass on to plot point 4.
Oh, good heavens. Can't believe we're racing through it like this.
Let's see. Looking at the bit I did where each section of the campaign is a separate PDF, because that was most convenient for me. I could put them in order that way. You have just finished number 9 out of 17.
Hey!
Really racing through these.
And this is a short campaign. I'm really into it. Sorry, I'm not trying to make it. But it's a good one.
And number 17 is mostly what happens after you get home.
Oh, we get home.
If. I think if.
Yeah, well, yeah, we don't have idea.
Oh, no railroads in space.
Trust me. Read a basic textbook on orbital dynamics. Once your spaceship is going somewhere, it's going there.
Oh.
Peter F. Hamilton has a whole series about railroads in space.
Roger, that's cool. You know perfectly well I could not read such a textbook.
I honestly don't entirely agree with that.
I've saved it, I've closed it, I've opened it, it still has the same information. Great.
Is that the plan?
I am happy to do that.
What was that?
What are we doing next week?
Midget mashing, I think. Oh. Now that we know Roger doesn't play any of this.
Maybe.
Just trying to work out whether, you know, you're actually using a euphemism or if you really are playing.
I was just trying to remember what was happening in the game.
I think amazing.
Who knows?
The penguin had mesmerised the wife.
This as an unfair advantage.
You don't need mesmerism.
But as I've put in the comments on the episode recording, there is going to be a divorce or she's going to be a widow or a divorcee if I have to do it myself.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was lots of fun.
Thank you. Yeah. And we all be back. The new world.
Time. Right, oh. See you then. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.